USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still hailing a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, calling it historic. He says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement's going to add jobs while opening markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers. And he says it was his tariffs that helped secure the new trade deal, calling critics of tariffs babies. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says this trade deal is going to serve as a model for future agreements with other nations.
These are multiple areas where we've made a lot of progress on intellectual property, digital trade, all different types of areas that will set a model for what we use with others.
He was speaking on Fox News. The Pentagon says a Navy ship had what it's calling an unsafe interaction with a Chinese warship in the South China Sea last weekend. They say the USS Decatur had a maneuver to prevent a collision. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying that senators are going to vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation this week. McConnell expressing confidence yesterday the FBI will soon be completing a follow-up investigation of Kavanaugh. Agents continue to look into allegations of sexual assault, which Kavanaugh has strongly denied. President Trump not shy about saying how he feels about Democrats these days.
They are not angels.
President Trump goes after Senate Democrats who he believes are hypocrites. The president's comments as he takes questions from reporters in Washington, D.C. about the status of the Brett Kavanaugh investigation.
I want it to be comprehensive.
Trump also mentioning Connecticut Senator Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who lied about serving in Vietnam.
He lied about Vietnam. He didn't just say, hey, I went to Vietnam. No, no. For 15 years, he said he was a war hero.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Numerous events were held in Las Vegas yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary since the worst mass shooting in American history, when a gunman opened fire on a concert crowd from a nearby hotel window, killing 58, injuring hundreds more. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Kaya Jones is a musician, and she was playing at Harvest Fest 1 year ago. She's also a Las Vegas native. She talks about what she's been going through.
I think all of us have survivor's guilt. A little over an hour and a half before the shooting started, I was on stage. John, Kenny, DJ Silver, you know, any of us could have been shot at any time. So there's a survivor's guilt within that. And then there's 800 people that were wounded. That's not just shot, that's also trampled from trying to flee the stage area and the festival.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands of Amazon employees are getting a raise as the online retail giant announced this morning it's going to be raising the minimum wage for all of its U.S. workers to $15 an hour. It includes seasonal workers and people employed through temp agencies. The raise will take effect on the 1st of November. And Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen says he's again battling cancer, announcing the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he was treated for in 2009 has returned, but he says he's got treatment plans to fight it aggressively, and doctors are optimistic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.